A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
On a black background, scrawled words appear. Netflix presents a Story Inc. production. On a sunny day, a bicycle glides along a tree-lined street. A light-skinned androgynous teen, Nikki, rides the bike down the middle of the road. She wears a backwards cap over her shaggy, shoulder-length hair, a denim jacket with a tight white undershirt, and cargo pants. The title appears, Heart Shot. Nikki locks her bike to a railing. She strides through the parking lot of a small grocery store. A white man in business attire approaches, with his phone to his ear.
Maybe. It depends if they get another cash offer.
They collide.
Sorry.
She furtively pockets a wad of cash from a black leather wallet, then eyes an employee.
Hey, I just found this in the lot.
Thanks.
Later, she sits in a driveway, eating a sandwich and reading a book. Her bike leans against the garage door.
Sam!
Indoors, Sam, a black teen, walks toward her mother.
Last chance for you to come with us.
I'm good.
And you're sure you're gonna be okay?
I'll be at college in 5 months.
I know.
Go to the meet. I'll be fine.
And you promise you're not gonna have anyone over?
Yes.
Her mom packs.
Including Nikki.
I think that's dumb, but yes.
If her mom is around, her place is fine.
She's still not out to her mom yet. Please, let that go.
Okay.
Mom, hurry up.
Not gonna fight about it.
They grab bags.
Right.
Nikki opens a text, a gif of a dog running in circles with the words, "They are gone." Still chewing, Nikki pockets her phone and stands. She puts her book into her backpack and looks around. She takes a handgun from her back pocket and stashes it in her backpack. She smiles while cruising down another suburban street. Sam steps down from her porch, wearing her long twists up in a half bun, and an open button-up shirt over a cropped orange cami. Nikki grins as she rides up.
Hey.
Hey.
I love when you wear this jacket.
Thanks. I like your whole outfit.
Thanks.
Sam tucks a twist behind her ear and approaches Nikki. She brings her hands to Nikki's face. They share a lingering kiss.
I'm worried someone's gonna see and tell your mom.
We're not doing anything bad, okay? We're just being together. For 2 whole days.
Okay.
Nikki jumps on a trampoline.
You ready?
Nikki backflips.
Oh my God, what?
Oh my goodness,
you're literally like the coolest person I've ever met.
Nikki plops down.
How would your senior year have been different if you didn't move here?
A lot more boring. I hated my old town.
Why?
Nikki tears at grass.
I had to pretend to be someone I'm not, you know?
I do.
They lie side by side, holding hands.
How would your senior year be different?
Also, pretty boring.
They hold hands and smile at each other.
There are no queer girls at school.
I've noticed.
They embrace in a hallway.
But that's not the only reason I...
Oh, yeah, no. Me either.
Nikki kisses Sam passionately. Then she stirs a pan of rice.
You gotta keep stirring.
Did your mom teach you this?
We were all taught the basic stuff, but this I learned on YouTube. So I can make it for you. Which means it might be very bad.
High stakes.
Sam sits at the kitchen table, grinning.
When you said we all... You mean your older sisters?
Yeah.
You don't talk about them much.
We're not close.
Do, any of them know about us?
Nikki looks over her shoulder at Sam.
Not yet.
She turns back to the stove and shakes her head. She brings a wooden spoonful of rice towards Sam.
Here.
Sam takes the spoon and tries a bite. Sam's eyes roll back.
Okay. I'm actually mad at how good this is.
Really?
Yes. I'm gonna eat this and kiss you at the same time. Come on.
Gross!
Come here! No.
Nikki carries a trash bag outside. She walks down Sam's driveway, moving along a white fence to a trash bin.
Under a bright, cloudless sky, Nikki's bike lies in the front lawn. A light-colored sedan creeps down the street. Nikki eyes it. The driver, a scruffy white man, waves.
Hey, honey, you live here?
Yeah.
Great. Do you know which way to Mountain View?
Up on the left.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Nikki squints as the car drives off. She grips a glass bottle behind her back. She turns and puts the glass bottle in the bin. Nikki shuts the white gate, closing off the driveway from the street. Sam's dimly lit bedroom comes into focus. On the tousled sheets, she and Nikki lie with their heads to the bottom of the bed.
This feels different today.
Nikki caresses Sam's cheek.
Different how?
Sam runs her fingers through Nikki's hair. Nikki wears green striped socks, brushing her feet against Sam's bare ones.
Almost like we're living together.
They lie with their faces inches apart.
I hope this doesn't sound crazy, but I think you should come to Nashville with me. I know you don't want to do college, but you could get a job. We can get an apartment near campus. I've always wanted to adopt a cat with a really weird face, like a scrunched up one, like it's grumpy all the time.
Sam smiles. Nikki blinks, keeping her eyes on Sam's face.
Well, maybe we should wait a few more months to decide, just in case you change your mind.
What?
Which would be really understandable.
Sam averts her gaze. She briefly rests her face in Nikki's shoulder, then looks back up.
I love you.
Nikki raises her shining eyes. Sam pushes herself up.
Do you not feel the same?
No.
Nikki sits up.
I'm just worried you don't know me well enough. We've spent every moment that we can together for months. I know. I try not to lie, but there are things about me and my family I haven't told you. What does that mean?
A tattoo marks Nikki's upper arm.
When I was younger, my sisters and I would do these races, like to see who's the strongest or the fastest. And this one time I was in second place. I really wanted to win. So I threw a rock at my sister's head. Is she okay? She needed 18 stitches. What did your mom say? She was happy I won the race. How did you feel when you did it?
Nikki stares down and gives a faint shrug.
Proud of myself. That's bad, right?
Sam raises her eyebrows and looks down. She meets Nikki's gaze.
I've had issues with my dad, so I know how hard family can be.
Sam takes Nikki's hand in hers, interlacing their fingers.
I love you.
She kisses Nikki's hand. Nikki gazes at her. A faint smile crosses her lips. They lean their heads together. Outside, the early morning sun shines between leaves on a tree. Pale purple flowers rest on a cloth. A faint breeze tugs at laundry hanging from clotheslines. Inside, Nikki sleeps beside Sam on Sam's yellow floral patterned sheets. Nikki stirs awake. She sits up on one side of the bed. Nikki leans over, wearing a solemn expression.
Sam.
Sam lies fast asleep.
I want you to have that cat. But it can't be with me.
Nikki walks to the backyard, wearing her backpack.
I'm sorry that I can't explain more. But I promise one day, If I can ever make things different, I'll come back.
Nikki approaches the trampoline. She picks up her bike, which rests nearby.
I'll find you wherever you are, and I'll tell you the truth.
Nikki closes her eyes and sets her jaw. Nikki snaps her head toward the gate. She pulls off her backpack and reaches inside.
Show me your hands.
The scruffy white man and a black bald man aim handguns at her.
Please don't hurt me.
Show me your hands.
Nikki's eyes dart around. She trembles.
Let me see your hands.
No, please. I don't understand.
Hands! Now!
Nikki tosses the backpack and shoots. The two men crumple. A third man shoots from her left. He narrowly misses. Nikki fires back and takes shelter behind an outbuilding. A fourth man emerges behind the third, aiming his own weapon. Nikki ducks under the hanging laundry and peers around a corner. The fourth man creeps towards her, oblivious. He turns toward the noise, away from Nikki. She sneaks up behind him, wrapping a towel around his head. She disarms him and shoots him in the chest. Blood spatters the wall behind him. Nikki kills the third man, then aims her gun at a window. From inside, Sam stares at Nikki with her mouth hanging open. Nikki slowly raises the gun skyward and holds out her palm. A hand yanks Sam away from the window. Nikki enters the house with her gun aimed. Blood trickles down her face. She searches the kitchen, then moves down a hallway and enters Sam's room. A light-skinned woman with long brown hair and a black coat holds a gun to Sam's head. Nikki holds up her hands.
What? Don't say anything.
Nikki discharges a clip from her gun and sets it down.
I'm here. You can untie her.
The woman's arm hangs over Sam's shoulder.
I liked your hair shorter.
She doesn't know anything, I promise.
But I'm curious what she does know. Who do you think this is?
Nikki, my girlfriend.
Wow. What do you tell her? Your parents just work a lot? That's why she's never seen them? I assume she's never seen that shithole you sleep in. You're so selfish.
Fine, I'll go back. I'll do whatever Mom wants.
Mom wants punishment. What do you think that looks like?
You can't take her.
I am taking her.
The woman throws Sam on the bed and aims her gun at Nikki.
Don't worry, Mom said not to kill you, just to beat the fucking shit out of you.
She empties her gun.
Ty, please, you're my sister.
You're too weak to be my sister.
Nikki throws papers at Ty as Ty pulls a knife. Nikki grabs Ty's hand, keeping the blade at bay. Ty pushes her to the wall and aims the knife at Nikki's face. As Nikki holds off the knife, she looks to Sam. Nikki pushes Ty off. Ty slashes at Nikki. Nikki ducks, causing Ty to plunge the knife into a corkboard. Nikki knocks Ty down. Ty swings a lamp at Nikki. Nikki kicks it away. Ty pulls Nikki down, then punches her head. Sam's wide, shining eyes meet Nikki's. They share a long look. Sam looks up just as Ty pulls down a bookshelf. Nikki rolls out of the way at the last second, then sidekicks Ty. Ty catches Nikki's leg, flinging her into a wall. Nikki lunges, shoving Ty through a beaded curtain into a closet. Ty tangles Nikki up in clothes and presses her forearm against Nikki's neck. Nikki struggles and forces her off. They topple onto the bed. Ty gets Nikki in a headlock.
Stop! Stop them! Please stop! Stop! You are killing her! Stop! Please don't do it! Stop! Please don't do it! Don't hurt her! Stop! Nikki! Nikki! Nikki!
Nikki grabs a Ty.
Nikki! Please! Nikki!
Nikki goes limp.
Nikki, hey!
Sam's frantic eyes stay locked on Nikki. Sam's face blurs. The scene goes black. In the hallway, Sam and Nikki stand facing each other. Warm sunlight radiates from a window behind them. Nikki moves in close to Sam and leans in for a kiss. Nikki awakens in Sam's bed. She winces and puts her hand to her head. She looks around at the damage from the fight. Clothing lies strewn across the floor, and the wooden bookshelf rests flat on the ground. Nikki moves towards the bookshelf and stoops. She picks up the notebook containing her letter to Sam and grimaces. She rips out the page and drops the notebook.
I promise one day.
She grabs her bike.
If I can ever make things different, I'll come back. I'll
find you wherever you are, and I'll tell you the truth. I love you too.
Nikki rides vigorously down the street with her teeth clenched and her brow tightened. Heart shot. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Kathleen Flynn. Voiced by Nefertiti Matos Olivares. Credits. Directed by Mary L. Woods. Written by Lauren Ludwig. Story by Mary L. Woods and Lauren Ludwig. Produced by Lauren Ludwig, Claire Brooks, Jeremy Kip Walker. Executive producer, Wayne Horton. Director of photography, Bella Gonzalez. Production designers, Cindy Chow, Michelle Yu. Edited by Sarah C. Reeves. Costume designer, Megan Spatz. Music by Ginger Schenker. Casting by Andrea Bunker, CSA. Elena Uze, Mia Sandaya. Co-producers, Miranda Guzman, Mitchell Grobman. Credits continue. Copyright 2021, Netflix US, LLC, all rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.